Find the band on Twitter at @smallblkarrows. And before that, My Life Story, taken from their current album Loving You Is Killing Me, which came out at the beginning of February. For me, fantastic album, one of my favourites of the year so far, if not my favourite of the year so far. That was one of the singles taken from it, I'm a God. Going back to 2007 now, and a band called Good Shoes, who I remember seeing at the Offset Festival in Hainault Forest. Now, I'd say 2007 got a lot of good memories for me. Firstly, it's the year that Phoenix FM launched full-time, but there was some fantastic music around at the moment, keeping us all going strong. So many good guitar bands, indie bands, loads of festivals, loads of gigs, loads and loads of CD singles I got sent. I've got four boxes of CDs that I got sent between about 2005 and 2010 from bands, agents, that kind of thing. I kind of miss all that, getting a CD through the post and seeing what it's like. Anyway, this is the much missed Good Shoes and a track they released that year. This is Morden.
Eat your Chinese food over drunken fools singing 80s tunes, and they'll be singing out of tune, saying get the foreigners out of my area. And skinhead in the barbuto, this is not the sort of place you want to take your kids to. £50 shops and nothing left to win. Government not noticing the queen, super drug and KFC is everything you need for a coastal city, which is everything you need to promote burglary on. Bugger this in the countryside, a skinhead coming at you with a knife, oh, but you do. Must have stolen wrong about society, or is it my? In a horrible way, he hung himself from the local supermarket car park. And walking down Cannon Hill Lane, I saw the flowers lay where a car crash and place a drug dealer crashed into a chicane.
I don't understand. And feel another thing. And feel-
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Adwaith and Eto, taken from their most recent album, Bato Meto, which came out in July 2022, won the Welsh Music Prize, as did their first album, Melin, and they do have a new album out. I think it's later this year. They've been road testing some of the new songs from that album. And how do I know this? It's because I saw Adwaith live just a couple of days ago at the Hare and Hounds in Birmingham. Great gig. They did about an hour long set, and they're so good live on stage. Definitely worth checking out. Second time I've seen them live, really enjoy both times. Before that, Suki Waterhouse and Belle and Sebastian, Every Day is a Lesson in Humility. Now that was a B-side to Suki's To Love 7-inch single, which came out as part of the very limited edition Sub Pop Singles Club in 2023 last year. I have to admit, I'm still amazed that Sub Pop is still going. It's very much synonymous with the late 80s and early 90s in my mind, but there you go, it's still going. And that was the B-side. Next up, another Welsh band. We just played Adwaith, and now we've got Two Ton Machete. And the first thing I noticed, being a little bit older and a little bit longer in the tooth, is that ton is spelt T-O-N-N-E. Nobody spells it T-O-N anymore. I have to admit, I'm a big fan of the metric system. It upsets a lot of people my age, and for some reason I like that. Anyway, Two Ton Machete, feminist punk band from North Wales. This single is out today. Thanks guys for emailing it over to me. This song is called Me. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, that's the Healthy Junkies and Desire. Brand new track from them came out last week, and it's taken from their new album Listen to the Mad, which is out in November, we think. Before that, Slater, Kinney and Say It Like You Mean It. Now, they just released their 11th album, A Little Rope, came out a few weeks ago in the middle of January, I think it came out. And Say It Like You Mean It, I think, was the lead single from it. Really loving that Slater, Kinney are still producing some fantastic music. Next up, another Welsh singer songwriter. This is Daddy Droog, track taken from his album A Tree Called Happy, which came out at the beginning of March. This is I'm Your Waste of Time.
Soul. To the letter, listen when we think about it. We're like a masterpiece. It's clear. on various jeans. Then the piss started when the job is done. We are the disciples who have lost our way. Kicked from our pedestal when Darwin burnt the book. We are all animals, we are all animals, we are all animals, we are all animals. Fall off to obtain control when our instincts are heavy loss on my allergies and chemists reducing our souls. Two more letters when genes replace genesis.
Masquerade.
Welcome back to Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Favourite Fallen Idol and Masquerade. They're a band from Memphis, Tennessee, priding themselves on having tunes that reflect their love of the music from 90s Britain. The band themselves, of course, named after a track from Adorable. That is brand new from them, I believe, out now. And before that, well, nearly 20 years old, we went back to Capture Release, the debut album from the much missed Rakes. They had some great singles. I've got a feeling we interviewed them on Phoenix FM once as well. Have to dig out the archives to find that one. That track was called We Are All Animals. From Memphis to London to Columbus, Ohio and Snarls. Brand new single from them, taken from their debut album With Love, which is out on May the 3rd. This is Baby Bangs.
just want to see you happy now. Infectious smile. Just let me know.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. A couple of brand new tracks there. Firstly, you heard Maidstone Band, The Shop Window, and Happy Now. That's taken from their album Day's Dream, which is out on May the 3rd on their own Jangle Shop Records, and they've just sent me a copy of it, and I've been working my way through it. Sounding absolutely brilliant. You definitely want to get on that when that is out in a few weeks' time. Then straight after that, brand new single from Flint. They're a band from Brisbane, Australia. Sent us an email this morning. We've played their stuff on the show before, and that was Not to Blame. That's going to be out as a single on April the 26th. You can find them at Band Flint on Twitter. Now we're going to stick with Australia, and we're going to go from Brisbane to Melbourne, which is probably about the same distance as here to New York, but who knows? Big country last time I looked at the map. This is The Wonderful Worker and Parasite, a band I'm extremely bittersweet about because I absolutely love their stuff. They're fantastic live from what I've seen on YouTube, but because they're all based in Melbourne, very unlikely they're going to be touring the UK anytime soon, especially what with the Brexit chaos and everything else. Now, back in September 2022, they released a fantastic EP, Politics, a Case Study of the Nexus Between Populism, Apathy and Exploitation. Five fantastic tracks which I have played over and over and over. Here's one of them. This is Econ Sopro.
Fair warning, I am a realist. I can't be wrong while my heart burns for the masses. I'm always a chain, but I don't like matches. And what I say has more meaning than your actions. Now, let me be clear, I don't oppose the idea. But disobedience does not make sense in a pretense. While we have NGOs to do what all our woes, please be reasonable and on a fair trade. By phone, shifting fast by drone, and you can still throw stones. You're going too far, too far, far out. You're going far too far. It might seem simple, but it's not. And you're blowing out their shot. We must stand strong.
You see everything that I do.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, trying to squeeze in a few more new tracks before the end of the show. You just heard Lava Love and Hickeys. They're a band from Los Angeles, and that single came out last month. And before that, Mammoth Penguins, a band from Cambridge, who I managed to catch live at Indie Tracks the first time I went in 2015. I can't believe that was 9 years ago now. Such a great festival. Really miss Indie Tracks. Anyway, that track's taken from Mammoth Penguins' new album Here, which is out on Fika Recordings, F-I-K-A, recordings.bandcamp.com on May the 3rd. That is everything that I write, and that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Really enjoyed today in particular. We had so much great new music, and couldn't manage to fit it all into 2 hours, but I'll be equally enjoying my show next week as a result of it. If you miss any of the shows, you can find them all again at phoenixfm.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. I'm going to leave you with Vero and Beluga from their brilliant albums Unsoothing Interior, which came out 2 years ago, and I'll see you next week.
Your oyster, so salty and abundant.